Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 51.
The House will come to order. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Garrison. If everyone here could stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, it would be much appreciated. Representative Garrison.
Our Father in heaven, thou who art King of kings and Lord of lords, we thank thee, dear Lord, for many blessings. We thank thee, dear Lord, for this opportunity and privilege to serve. O Master, we ask thou bless the leadership, bless all of the staff, bless each and every member of this august body. Lord, we ask that thy word be guidance to us as we strive to fashion legislation for the citizens of the great state of North Carolina. O Lord, we ask thou place within our hearts the love that we need, such that we make decisions that are pleasing to thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
John from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 29th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for April 29th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification, actually, we'll do those this evening. Well. Members any guests who are with us, of course, this is an administrative session this morning. The House will shortly be going into recess, but we'll lie in administrative session throughout the day so that we can take care of administrative matters as need be. Any notices or announcements? Anything from the clerk? Okay. At this point then, the chair is going to... Oh, we do. Well, I'm going to introduce to our doctor. I'm sorry, you are a nurse with us today. So I want to. Are you going to be with us this evening? Okay, we've got. Well, we want to thank you for being with us. If you're still here when we come back, we'll formally introduce you to everybody who is here. But I want you to know we appreciate you being here with us. I hope we don't keep you busy at all today. So, but thank you for being with us, ma'am. And by the way, that's Don Oakley from Roxborough for those folks who are here. So we appreciate you being here with us. Any other notices or announcements that you know of? Chair's going to put us in recess until 7 p.m. subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. We're in recess.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 220, Insurance Technical Changes Agency Bill, is withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and recommitted to the Committee on Rules. On motion of the chair, House Bill 961, short title, Funds for Workforce Development Hospitality, is withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations Education and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Howard, Setzer, Zoka, Conrad, Ross, and Warren are recognized to send forth the Finance Committee report. House Bill 732, Nonprofit Mergers, Increased Charitable Solicitation Exemptions, Favorable Committee Sub, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Re-Referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 732 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 966, 2019 Appropriations Act, Favorable Committee Sub, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Re-Referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar. The chair rules the committee substitute material constituting its first reading, and the committee substitute for House Bill 966 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 337, Change Salvage Vehicle Transfer Requirements, Favorable Committee Sub Number 2, Unfavorable Committee Sub Number 1, and re-referred. Committee Sub Number 1 will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 337 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepard are recognized to send forth a Transportation Committee report. House Bill 788, EV Charging Station Parking, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 788 will be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. House Bill 795, HMMWV Upfitter, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 795 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 802, Prohibit Towing Out of State, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 802 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 847, Study Title Registration Branding Salvage Vehicles, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 847 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. On motion of the chair, House Bill 915, short title Establishing Task Force on Aging, is withdrawn from the Committee on Aging and referred to the Committee on Homelessness, and the serial referral to Rules remains. Representative Davis and Stevens are recognized to send forth the Judiciary Committee report. House Bill 387, Electric Co-op Rural Broadband Services, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 387 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. House Bill 540, Drug Trafficking Judicial Discretion and Study, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 540 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. Representative Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White are recognized to send forth the Health Committee report. House Bill 520, Firefighters Fighting Cancer Act, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 520 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. House Bill 548, Modify Physical Therapy Definition, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 548 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. House Bill 612, DSS Review of Procedures Rulemaking, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 612 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. House Bill 658, Allow Donations of Unexpired Drugs, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 658 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. House Bill 735, Adopt Rules Incorporating 2017 Food Code, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 735 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth the Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House Committee report. House Bill 966, 2019 Appropriations Act, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 966 will be referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Representative Elmore, Horn, and Johnson are recognized to send forth the Education K-12 Committee report. House Bill 714, Competency-Based Assessments, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 714 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Ross is recognized to send forth the Commerce Committee report, House Bill 400, Omnibus Labor Law Changes, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 400 will be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. House Bill 492, Simplify Builder Inventory Exclusion, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 492 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 871, Fair Contracting, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 871 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. On motion of the chair, House Bill 447, Attractive Nuisances, is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and recommitted to the Committee on Agriculture. This referral to rules remains. Representative Pittman and Torbett are recognized to send forth the Homelessness, Foster Care, and Dependency Committee report. House Bill 580, Increase Foster Care Rates Funds, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 580 will be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations, Health and Human Services. House Bill 613, Essential Services for Homeless Youth, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 613 will be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. House Bill 915, Established Task Force on Aging, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 915 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Brody and Riddell are Representative Brody, Riddell, and Yarbrough are recognized to send forth a Regulatory Reform Committee report. House Bill 730, Trash Collection, Multifamily Residential, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 730 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 858, Interior Design Profession Act, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 858 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Representative Elmar, Horn, and Johnson are recognized to send forth the Education K-12 Committee Report. House Bill 798, Low Performing Schools, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 798 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 895, Opportunity Gap Task Force, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 895 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 924, Teacher Contract Changes, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 924 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 933, Steady Career, College Read in Perfect Grades, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 933 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Cleveland Especiali recognized to send forth the Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs Committee report. House Resolution 550 urged congressional support of VA Mission Act, favorable for adoption and re-referred. House Resolution 550 be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Torbett, Eiler, Presnell, and Shepard are recognized to send forth the Transportation Committee report. House Bill 455, Clarify Motor Vehicle Dealer Laws, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 455 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 645, Revisions to Outdoor Advertising Laws, favorable to the committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 645 will be referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. House Bill 652, Clearing Vehicle Registration Stops, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 652 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 970, Emergency Declaration Clarify Road Closure, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 917 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Ross, Senior Chair for the Committee on Commerce, is recognized to send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Ross, Commerce Committee Report, House Bill 869, Design Building Clarification, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute for House Bill 869, referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Cleveland Especiali, recognized to send forth the Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs Committee Report. Clerk will read.
Representative Cleveland Especiali, Homeland Security, Military, and Veteran Affairs Committee Report, House Bill 274, Child Abuse, Neglect, Military Affiliation, Favor Committed Substitute, Unfavorable Reason Bill, Refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Reason Bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the Committee Substitute for House Bill 274 will be referred to the Committee on Rules.
House Bill 902, Military Trained Spouse Licensure Practices, Favor Committed Substitute, Unfavorable Reason Bill, and Refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 902 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Davis and Stevens recognize to send forth the Judiciary Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis and Stevens, Judiciary Committee report. House Bill 41, Allison's Law, GPS, Tracking Pilot, DV Funds, Favorable Committee Substitute, in favor of the bill, and referred to Appropriations, Justice, and Public Safety.
Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 41 will be referred to the Committee on Appropriations, JPS.
House Bill 374, Sex Offender Expand Residential Restriction, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Reason Bill, and Refer to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, Committee Substitute for House Bill 374, we refer to the Committee on Rules.
House Bill 561, Strengthen Dangerous Dog Laws, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Reason Bill, and Refer to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee Substitute for House Bill 561 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Mikhail Raffin-Yarborough recognizes the Fourth Environment Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Mikhail Raffin-Yarborough, Environmental Committee report, House Bill 812, Nutrient Offset Amendments, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
House Bill 812 will be referred to the Committee on Rules.
House Bill 479, Study Solar Facility Decommissioning Requirements, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable reason bill, and refer to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas it can be substituted for House Bill 479, will be referred to the Committee on Rules.
House Bill 761, Clarify Wastewater Permitting Liability, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable reason bill, and refer to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas it can be substituted for House Bill 761, will be referred to the Committee on Rules.
House Bill 823, NC Managing Environmental Waste Act of 2019, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to finance.
Original bill be placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute for House Bill 823 be referred to the Committee on Finance.
House Bill 824, Wastewater Grant Amendments, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 824 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White recognizes them for the Health Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, and Potts, and White. Health Committee report. House Bill 575, Established Birth Center License Act, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to finance.
Original bill be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 575 will be referred to the Committee on Finance.
House Bill 656, Medicaid Changes Transformation, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 656 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
House Bill 678, Board of License, Clinical Mental Health Councils, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable reason bill, and refer to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 678 will be referred to the Committee on Rules.
House Bill 704, Dental Bill of Rights, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable reason bill, and refer to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 704 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
House Bill 934, Right to Try Adult Stem Cell Treatments, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable reason bill, and refer to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute for House Bill 934, referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Conrad and Grange recognize to send forth the committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Conrad and Grange, Banking Committee report, House Bill 718, Federal Insured Depository Interest Rates, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable reason bill, and refer to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 718 will be referred to the Committee on the Rules.
The House will come to order. Members, Chair, could have your attention just a moment. I want to make sure that you, many of you, have probably heard this news already, but there was, unfortunately, a shooting at UNC Charlotte, where two people lost their lives, and I believe I'm told there were a total of six people shot, two of whom lost their lives. I would ask if members to a moment of silence for the victims, and please remember these victims and the community in your prayers. Have a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Special message from the Senate. Corporal Reed.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate has passed Senate Bill 359, ratified an act establishing the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, notwithstanding the objection of the governor. Pursuant to Article 2, Section 22 of the North Carolina Constitution, the bill, together with the objection and veto message, are hereby delivered to your honorable body for reconsideration. Respectfully, Sarah Lane Holland, Principal Clerk. Roy Cooper, Governor, State of North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper's objection and veto message. Senate Bill 359, an act establishing the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. Laws already protect newborn babies, and this bill is an unnecessary interference between doctors and their patients. This needless legislation would criminalize doctors and other health care providers for a practice that simply does not exist. Therefore, I veto the bill, Roy Cooper, Governor. The bill, having been vetoed, is returned to the clerk of the North Carolina Senate on this, the 18th day of April 2019 at 9:32 a.m. for reconsideration by that body.
Counter to roll Rule 44.2 for Thursday. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly of the House. The clerk will read.
Office of the Governor. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to NC General Statute 62-10, I am pleased to nominate the following individuals to serve on the North Carolina Utilities Commission and hereby submit their names for confirmation by the General Assembly. Ms. Kimberly W. Duffley of Wake County to replace Commissioner Edward Smoot Finley, Jr., employee position 823973. The Honorable Floyd McKissick of Durham County to replace Commissioner James G. Patterson, employee position 1963053. Mr. Jeffrey A. Hughes of Durham County to replace Commissioner Jerry C. Dockham, employee position 1049389. I am grateful for their willingness to assume the important responsibility of the state of North Carolina. Attached is their biographical information for your review. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper, Governor.
Rules counter in operation of the House.
Office of the Governor. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to NC General Statute 96-15.3, I am pleased to nominate Teresa B. Stevenson of Wake County to serve on the North Carolina Employment Security Board of Review for a term beginning on July 1st, 2019, and hereby submit her name for confirmation by the General Assembly. I am grateful for Mrs. Stevenson's willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Attached is her biographical information for your review. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
Rules counter and operations of the House.
Office of the Governor. Dear Mr. Speaker Moore, pursuant to NC General Statute 62-15, I am pleased to nominate Mr. Christopher J. Ayers of Wake County to serve as an Executive Director of Public Staff of the North Carolina Utilities Commission for a term beginning on July 1st, 2019, and hereby submit his name for confirmation by the General Assembly. I am grateful for his willingness to continue this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Attached is his biographical information for your review. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
Rules counter and operations of the House. Ratification of bills and resolutions. Corporal Reed.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 130, an act to authorize nonprofit organizations to operate game nights, to provide for the regulation of nonprofit organizations holding the game nights, and to allow the consumption of alcoholic beverages at game nights.
Chat bills be noted. Representatives Bowles and McGrady recognized and forth committee report. Corker Reed.
Representative Bowles, McGrady, Alcoholic Beverage Control Committee report. House Bill 99, transfer ALE. Favorable committee substitute. Unfavorable original bill and re-referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable counter. Committee substitute is referred to the committee on rules, calendar, and operations of the House. And also, members, earlier today we recognized the number of former members who were with us at 4 o'clock. Since then, I see former Representative Bruce Goforth from Buncombe County back there. Bruce, good to have you with us. Please join me in welcoming him with us this evening. And the chair will inquire, are there any other former members who are with us right now? I saw Representative Goforth. Any other members? Well, we certainly are honored to have the ones here earlier. And, of course, Representative Goforth, good to see you as always, sir. Members, the first four bills on the calendar are all local bills and can be grouped together if there's no objection. Is there any objection to those bills being grouped? Seeing none, the chair is going to direct that House Bills 31, 55, 375, and 383 all be grouped together. Clerk will read.
Representatives Black, Maury, Reeves, and Hawkins. House Bill 31, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the Durham Public School Board of Education to provide affordable rental housing for teachers and other employees of Durham Public Schools. Representative Elmore, House Bill 55, a bill to be entitled an act relating to the vacancies of the Office of the Sheriff of Alexander County. Representative Goodwin, House Bill 375, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the Brady County to provide affordable rental housing unit for teachers and other state and local government employees. Representative Carson Smith, House Bill 383, a bill to be entitled an act amending the charter of the town of Topsail Beach to provide for the filling vacancies in the Board of Commissioners. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, the passage of House Bill 31, House Bill 55, House Bill 375, and House Bill 383 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bills 31, 55, 375, and 383 haven't passed second reading. Will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House, passage of House Bill 31, House Bill 55, House Bill 375, and House Bill 383 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bills 31, 55, 375, and 383, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 108, the clerk will read.
Representatives Horn and Lucas, House Bill 108, a bill to be entitled an act to improve the data collection of the cost of recovery practices of the health care services for safekeepers and recommended by the Joint Legislative Program Evaluation Committee. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
For what purpose, Jenna from Union, Representative Horn, recognize, debate the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House Bill 108 comes to us after thorough vetting in judiciary, then went to rules, passed out of rules, was then sent to finance for a review there, and from finance back to rules, and again passed out of rules, I believe unanimously, is my recollection. This is a bill resulting from a four-part study by our Program Evaluation Division, which focused in on the fact that inmate health care is in North Carolina is causing us to spend about $322 million annually. That's an increase of nearly $90 million in the last 10 years. What this bill, in fact, does is, let me get organized here. The bill requires us to actually collect additional data on safekeepers, including their reasons for being admitted to prison. The bill requires counties to reimburse the state for transporting and keeping safekeepers. Now, some of you may not know exactly what a safekeeper is, and I think it's important to understand that a safekeeper is a term we apply to those inmates that are either a danger to themselves, a danger to others, or need, for some other reason, need to be separated from the general population. They are referred to as safekeepers. There's a much more extensive definition that can be found, but I think that pretty well calls it out. Now, Section 1 changes how long safekeepers can be admitted for healthcare purposes. It defines the fact that counties will be charged $20 a day for us keeping safekeepers, and it requires that we update the 10-year-old rates that DPS Health Services have been paying for safekeepers. Again, I remind you, this has been thoroughly vetted now through four times in committee, and I ask your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 108 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk Light Machine, record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. House Bill 108 passes second reading and will without objection be read third time.
General Simmons, all kind of next.
Question for the House, passage of House Bill 108 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 108, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 169, Corker read.
Representatives Eiler, Carson Smith, and McElrath. House Bill 169, a bill to be entitled an act to adopt the loggerhead sea turtle as the official saltwater reptile of the state of North Carolina. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Eiler, recognize and debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill has crawled slowly through at least two committees, and we'll mention that it was the suggestion of one professor originally, but I've got a lot of support from the coast ever since I filed it. These turtles represent over 90% of the turtles that come ashore and lay eggs on the southern North Carolina coast. They come ashore. If you walk in the morning on the beach during the mating season, you can see them, the little tracks they made, and you can see where they lay their nest, and they're very protected by different groups locally. And over 100 of them lay nests every year on the Oak Island, where I lived for about 19 years, the last 19 years. And they lay hundreds of nests. They lay up to 100 eggs in each one, and the hatchlings hatch out, and the people have a great time guiding them in the middle of the night into the ocean. And there is a hospital in Pender County that takes care of these when they're wounded. And if you recognize Representative Carson Smith, he may want to mention that hospital in Pender County.
For what purpose, gentleman from Pender, Representative Smith, rise
to debate the bill.
Gentleman's recognized. Debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just briefly, the Karen Beasley Sea Turtle Rehab Hospital for Turtles is the largest turtle rehab center on the eastern coast of the United States. These turtles are a huge part of coastal life. I urge you to support the bill.
For what purpose, gentleman from Person, Representative Yarbrough, rise
to speak on the bill.
Gentleman's recognized. Debate the bill.
Well, North Carolina certainly has a unique relationship with the loggerhead sea turtles, as we are the only state that's allowed to kill them. All species of sea turtles are protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act.
Mr. Speaker.
Come on, for purpose, gentlemen, for Cumberland, Representative Floyd, right?
Would the representative carrying the bill yield for a question?
Gentlemen from Person, gentlemen from Cumberland.
With trepidation.
Do you think this bill gonna fail?
No, but I do want to point out that that loggerhead sea turtles are killed in North Carolina. We're the only state in which they are allowed to be killed because we're the only state that still has gill nets in the water. And in order to fish with gill nets, the state had to apply for and get an incidental take permit. Under the model, we're allowed to mess with as many as 2,900 turtles a year. And it's also more relevant is that North Carolina still says it is unlawful to willingly take, disturb, or destroy any sea turtle, including but not limited to the green, hawksbill, loggerhead, and leatherback. GS 113-189.
Further discussion, further debate. Seeing none, question for the House, passage of House Bill 169 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Farm Butterfield, want to vote on this turtle bill? Clerk Lock Machine, record the vote. 114 have a vote in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 169 passes second reading. Will without objection. Hear at third time.
Do you assemble of North Carolina Act?
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 169 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. House Bill 169 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 217, the clerk will read.
Representative Sane, Jones, and Carl Hall. House Bill 217, a bill to be entitled an act to make miscellaneous and technical changes to the statutes relating to the Department of Information Technology, amend various statutes relating to the State Agency Cybersecurity, and amend various statutes relating to the Emergency Telephone Service and the 911 Board. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Representative Sainz recognized to send forth an amendment. Clerk will read.
Representative Sainz moves to amend the bill on page 17, lines 45 through 46 by inserting the following.
Jones recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The genesis of this amendment comes from the Department of Revenue and simply some codifying language that would make sure that we're protecting citizen data. I just urge that you support the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House. Passage of Amendment A1 sent forward by Representative Sane. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Ms. Hawkins, Smith, Meyer, Graham, members wish to record. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 113 have voted in the affirmative and none of the negative. The amendment's adopted. Now back on the bill. The gentleman from Lincoln desire further comment on the bill?
Mr. Speaker, I just urge the members to vote for the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House. Passage of House Bill 217 on a second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 217 passed second reading. Will without objection. Hear at third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 217 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 217 having passed third reading is ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate. House Bill 222, the clerk will read.
Representative Setzer, Baumgartner, and Corbin, House Bill 222, a bill to be entitled Modified Criminal Penalties, NAIC Fraud Act, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Catawba, Representative Setzer, recognized, debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the agency bill, and the PCS for House Bill 222 would incorporate language from the National Association of Insurance Commissioners Fraud Prevention Model Act into the North Carolina's insurance laws and modify certain criminal penalties for fraudulent insurance acts. I know of no opposition.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 222 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Smith of Pitt, lady like to vote. Clerk lock machine, record the vote. 114 have a vote in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 222 passes second reading. Will without objection. You're at third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. The passage of House Bill 222 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 222 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 233, the clerk will read.
Representatives Rydell, Cleveland, Floyd, and Barnes, House Bill 233, a bill to be entitled State Auditor, various amendments, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Chairman from Alamance, Representative Rydell, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Folks, what you have before you is an agency bill requested by the Office of State Auditor. It has five different sections. Each of the five sections were passed by the House 2 years ago, either unanimously or just one negative vote. Appreciate your green vote on the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? Not. The question for the House is the passage of House Bill 233 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative, clerk will lock machine record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative. House Bill 233 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 233 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 233 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. Mr. Clerk, members, the chair directs that House Bill 724, Truth in Caller ID Act, be removed from this evening's calendar and calendar for Thursday. House Bill 296, the clerk will read.
Representatives Ball, McNeil, Reeves, and Carson Smith, House Bill 296, the bill to be entitled an act to allow county clerks of the court to waive any costs or fees arising out of guardianship and incompetency proceedings made on behalf of law enforcement officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel when the need of these procedures arises with injuries sustained in the lane of duty. General Assembly, North Carolina next.
Lady from Wake, Representative Ball, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Fellow members of the House, House Bill 296 is a recognition of the sacrifice our law enforcement officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel who put themselves in harm's way every day and then are injured in the line of duty. When Raleigh Police Officer Charles Ainsworth was injured quite seriously in the line of duty this past January, his wife needed to get temporary guardianship to conduct personal, financial, and legal business while he recovers. We sponsors, Representative McNeil, Reeves, and Smith, and all of you who co-sponsor the bill with us, believe that the families of these courageous men and women should be relieved of the small fees of these kinds of necessary court proceedings. So this bill allows the clerks of court to waive these fees. Sheriff's Association, the North Carolina State Firefighters Association, and the Police Benevolent Association have all supported this legislation. We bring this bill to you tonight after passage from Judiciary and Rules, and we hope you will do the same. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, the passage of House Bill 296 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine to record the vote. 114 having voted the affirmative and none the negative. House Bill 296 passed the second reading and will without objection be read third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 296 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed no. The ayes have it. House Bill 296 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 300. Clerk will read.
Representative Speciale, House Bill 300, a bill to be entitled an act to extend the amount of time that auctioneers have an account for the pay over funds from an auction sale. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you. Under Chapter 85 of the General Statutes, auctioneers are required within a reasonable time, not to exceed 30 days, to account or pay over funds belonging to another that came into the auctioneer's possession. This bill would allow it to go to 90 days on those items that have to go to a third party for authentication, because 30 days is just not enough. That's basically the gist of the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 300 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Smith, did the lady intend to vote no? The only no vote? Okay, Clerk of Lot Machine, record the vote. 114 have voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. House Bill 300 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly, not claiming that.
Question for the House, passage of House Bill 300 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 300, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 665, the clerk will read.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 665, a bill to be entitled NC Completes College Competitive Workforce. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Gentleman from Iredell, Representative Fraley, recognized, debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 665 impacts requests not in the budget that were jointly recommended by the North Carolina Community College System and the UNC system to improve student higher education outcomes, which they have requested remain open through the budget process. I ask for your support.
What purpose, gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise.
Ask the bill sponsor a question.
Does the gentleman from Iredell yield to the gentleman from Durham?
I do.
He yields.
Sure, make sure this is the right one. But in Section 2.5A under UNC Enrollment Growth Funds, you mentioned the NC Promise schools. And you said, and right here is what it says, is that shall not revert at the end of 2018-19 fiscal year, but shall remain available until the end of 2021 fiscal year. Does that mean there's a sunset for those funds, or...
Representative Fraley, you have the floor. Answer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could you repeat the section again, please, and the question?
Gentleman's permitted to do so.
Sure. So Section 2.5A, UNC Enrollment Growth Funds. Line number, I'm sorry, 8 and 9. Make sure I have the right one, because this is 668, correct? Oh, sorry. Well, okay, I'll hold
this is House Bill 665.
Yeah, hold my vote, Mr. Speaker. I apologize.
Thank you. I'm glad I wasn't going crazy.
Well, nobody said that. Further discussion, further debate. If not, question for the House. Passage of House Bill 665 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Hardister, gentlemen, like to record on this. Clerk Light Machine, record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. House Bill 665 passed the second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 665 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 665 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 668. Clerk will read.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 668, a bill to be entitled Act to make various changes to higher education laws as recommended by the State Board of Community Colleges and the Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Iredell, Representative Fraley, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 668 deals with education law changes as recommended by the North Carolina Community College System and the UNC system. Primarily in Section 1, it just makes reporting to be done by the community college system office instead of the state board. It says reports go to the Joint Legislative Oversight Committee rather than AGNER. Enables local community colleges to use insurance or bonds to protect against theft of state funds, and it codifies the president's authority to reorganize the community college system. Part two increases the future teachers of North Carolina institutions from 5 to 8. It creates a Board of Governors task force to study UNC STEM needs and changes the report date, and also enables us to cover the cost of the dormitory issue at UNC Asheville at the early part of last year. To also answer the question on NC Promise, There are additional funds that are going to be needed to fund that program going into the 2020-2021 biennium, and this enables some funds to roll forward to be able to assist in that matter.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Durham, Representative Dawkins Rice, or Hawkins Rice, excuse me.
Question for the sponsor, bill sponsor.
Gentleman from Iredell, yield to the gentleman from Durham.
In part of in that question, do you have an amount for the additional dollars that would be needed for the NC Promise program for those three institutions?
The additional dollars that are going to roll forward are $16.8 million. The request was actually for $22.5 million.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 668 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 668 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 668 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 668 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 679. The clerk will read.
Representatives Zachary, Rogers, and John, House Bill 679, a bill to clean title and act to expand the circumstances under which emergency judge may be assigned by Chief Justice in the North Carolina Supreme Court. General Assembly, North Carolina, and act.
Gentleman from Yadkin, Representative Zachary, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill was requested by the Conference of District Court Judges, the Superior Court Judges, and the Administrative Office of the Courts. It passed judiciary and rules unanimously. I would ask for your favorable vote. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of House Bill 679 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine and record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 679 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, aye.
Mr. Clerk, please count the chair as voting aye on that bill. Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 679 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 679 having passed third reading, we sent to the Senate. House Bill 687, the clerk will read.
Representative Stephen Zoka and Dr. Hall, House Bill 687, a bill to be entitled an act to encourage the North Carolina State Bar Council to revise its rule on certain exemptions from North Carolina State Bar continuing legal education requirements for full-time employees of North Carolina General Assembly, General Assembly, North Carolina Act.
Away from Surrey, Representative Stevens, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And members of the committee, this pretty much does our the body, this is does exactly what it says. Our staff people are some of those that are most involved in legal education and studying what the law is or will be in the future. This simply recommends to the bar, the state bar, that they allow this to count as their continuing legal education required to take every year. As it is, when they get through with dealing us through this whole session, they have to have special classes here on what the law is. So we're just asking that they consider an exemption for them.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 687 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. And Kidwell, gentlemen, like to vote on this? Clerk will lock machine and record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 687 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 687 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. House Bill 687, having first passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 702, the clerk will read.
Representatives Serena Turner, Jarvis, and Pierce, House Bill 702, a bill to be entitled an act to make certain modifications to general statutes related to juvenile crime prevention councils. General Assembly of North Carolina.
Lady from Iredell, Representative Turner, recognize the debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. thank you to Representative Pierce and Jarvis for their support on this bill. This bill just makes lots of corrections and language and other adjustments to the Juvenile Crime Prevention Council. Every county has one of these councils. The corrections are all germane to raise the age necessary for that purpose. I just encourage your green vote. Thank you.
I'm going to try not to butcher any more names tonight. It's a long day. Further discussion, further debate on second reading? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 702 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. House Bill 702 passes second reading. Will without objection. You're at third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 702 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 702 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 715. The clerk will read.
Representatives Cleveland, Stevens, Warren, and Rydell, House Bill 715, a bill to entitled an act to strengthen state human resources with whistleblower protection. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Onslow, Representative Cleveland, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 715 will require state employees to report violations of state and federal law, fraud, misappropriations, etc. They have the option of reporting to the department head or the state auditor. It also adds a requirement that the employee have a reasonable belief about the violation, and it provides civil immunity if the employee makes the report in good faith. It provides that the identity of the employee remain confidential until the employee consents to be named or the report is made public. And it defines good faith as honesty in fact. Section 2 makes a conforming change that the report must be made in good faith, which I just said. Section 3 clarifies each State Department agency and institution must post notice and use other appropriate means so the employees know that this is available to them. Section 4 adds a new section that gives a monetary reward to employees. Office of State Budget and Management will determine the amount that the state saves once the case is adjudicated, and the employee would get 20%. I appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 715 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative, one in the negative. House Bill 715 passed the second reading and will without objection. He read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House, the passage of House Bill 715 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 715 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 747, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil, Faircloth, Floyd, and Carson Smith, House Bill 747, a bill to be entitled NC Missing Person Information Sharing. General Assembly of North Carolina.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 747 just provides another option for law enforcement in solving missing person cases or unidentified bodies. It's supported by the Sheriff's Association and the Chiefs Association. It's been through two committees with unanimous votes. I'd appreciate your green vote.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 747 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Brendan Jones, aye. Representative Clemens, would the lady like to vote on this? Representative Conrad, lady like to vote? Clerk will light machine record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 747 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time?
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 747 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed no. The ayes have it. House Bill 747 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 806. The clerk will read.
Representative Sane and Strickland, House Bill 806, a bill to be entitled to HOA Condo Crime and Fidelity Insurance Policies, General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Gentleman from Lincoln, Representative Sane, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you to members of the House through committee have supported this unanimously. We've had several good hearings on it. This is the same bill that we passed last session for those that were here. It simply requires homeowner associations to have a fidelity bond that would protect the homeowner association board members, but also protect those that live in the HOA that participate in the HOA. It simply is a mechanism to provide against theft and malfeasance of those that are involved in the board. So do urge your support and for the bill. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 806 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Corbin, aye. Representative Gill, would the lady like to vote on this? Clerk will light machine record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 806 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time?
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 806 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 806 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 867, the clerk will read.
Representatives Holly, Lewis, Carney, and Hurley. House Bill 867, an act designating the month of November as Morrow Donation Awareness Month and directing the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Motor Vehicles to raise awareness through public service announcements about bone marrow donation and bone marrow donation registries. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Lady from Wake, Representative Holly is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This night, the count advocacy for marrow education and registration bill is one of those bills that saves lives. First of all, it is an act that designates the month of November as Bone Marrow Awareness Month. It also educates potential donors in the processes that are involved in doing this. There are two people that this bill is named after. One is Tarot Knight. He was a councilman in Tarboro, and he passed away in 2016 because he was unable to find a match. The other recipient is Kevin LeCount. He is a former representative. He worked for the State Employees Association as one of our lobbyists, and he got a match, and he is here with us tonight. This bill, what it does, it makes the Health and Human Services, it makes available a website with the public announcement regarding the bone marrow donation and transplant sufficiency to allow a recipient to make a educated decision on whether or not they want to make a donation. It also requires the Department of Motor Vehicles to, when it has its videos in the office, to pass out the same kind of information and provide it. I say to you, let's save some more lives with this bone marrow transplant.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House, passage of House Bill 867 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Mm-hmm. The clerk will act machine to record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 867 passed the second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
What purpose the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise. Question for the House, passage of House Bill 867 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 867, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Members, on motion of the lady from Wake, Representative Holly, and all members of the House, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Kevin LeCamp, who is also joined with by his son, Nathan. And, of course, Mr. LeCamp's name is on this bill, and he's a former lobbyist with the North Carolina State Employees Association. Thank you for being here with us. For what purpose, gentlemen from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, rise.
For a point of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Gentlemen is recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I rise to show solace and empathy for the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. It brings home how fickle life can be. Having four grandchildren on campuses in the university system, I personally internalize how it must feel in Charlotte. My heart is heavy. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Lucas. For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise?
To reference the UNCC Charlotte campus shooting.
Ladies recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask the Mecklenburg delegation to rise as I say just a few words. The shooting occurred in my district. This is the 44th shooting of this year. In the last 3 years, there's been about four in my district. We know that that area is growing and it's changing significantly. But we ask everyone, I did tweet out that the North Carolina State House of Representatives are thinking of all of those UNC students and staff and thank the first responders for securing safety on that campus. And they have secured safety. They went through the entire building and have reported that they secured the safety. And they have one person in custody. We have two fatalities, and we have two that are seriously injured. And I ask for you all to continue to think about it as we move forward dealing with the budget and school safety. Thank you.
Thank you. Notices and announcements. What purpose, gentlemen from Macon, Representative Corbin, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
The Committee on State and Local Government will meet on Thursday at 10 a.m. in 423. We need everybody. We've got 9 or 10 bills to process. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
The House Full Appropriation Committee meets at 8:30 in room 643. Members need to bring your committee report and the appropriations bill with you. There will be a new committee report and bill delivered to each member's office by 8 o'clock a.m. The new bill is similar, but it does contain some of the technical changes primarily from today. It also reflects that the bill is now in the second edition. Also, bring your cell phone. We plan to use technology to allow you and bring some order to our 93 members on the full appropriation committee by allowing you to text in that you're ready to ask a question, and then we will queue those up from the cell phone list. I hope this works as well as they have explained it to me. If you don't have a cell phone, you may have to borrow one from someone else, but we'll figure out a contingency or a backup plan. But with 93 members and a lot of hands going up and asking questions, we thought that we might try this cell phone technology, bring us all into the next century. And if you need to bring grandchild with you, that may be okay too. And we'll see how it goes. Hopefully it will go well. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
What purpose, gentlemen from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, and especially members of the Judiciary Committee,
We will be having a meeting Friday morning from 8:30 to 11. That's 2.5 hour marathon. In room 544, we have a lot of bills to hear. We're going to try to get out as many as we can. So I hope everybody will be there promptly, and we'll get to work. Thank you very much. There will be a notice going out tomorrow of the meeting, followed up by a notice of what bills will be heard. Thank you.
Any further notices or announcements? Again, the chair is going to make a reminder announcement tomorrow. No votes. Will be the Appropriations Committee taking action. But Thursday and Friday will both be very long days, so be prepared for that. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene on May 1st at 10 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Riddell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene May the 1st at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. Chair will give notice, however, pursuant to the adjournment, that committees are permitted to meet during the time the House is in session tomorrow.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 622, short title, Provide WC for PTSD in First Responders, is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.